Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The Washington Post: Airbnb boots white nationalists headed to Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Dreher. Well, this is from the Post. But visitors might have a problem nailing down accommodations as city leaders worked overtime Monday trying to defuse and increase blah, blah, blah. The room-sharing company Airbnb quietly booted users planning to use the service to find housing. Now, say what you will about white nationalists. Until they become not law-abiding citizens, they're just people that have a political or a worldview that differs from others. As a matter of fact, some of the white nationalists, I know some of these people, and like, for example, Pamela Geller. I know Pamela Geller. I've interviewed Pamela Geller. As a matter of fact, I could write Pamela Geller a letter right now, and she'd come on the show tomorrow. Now, Geller is she's an activist, and I don't think that she's correct, that she's right about many of the things or some of the things that she says, but she certainly has correctly identified Islam as a threat, because it is. Now, she hasn't identified it correctly as a threat, and it is a threat to Christians, and it ultimately will, and it always has been. That's the way the game is played, and that's the way the game was played in Europe for almost 1,200 years, 1,100 years. Now, 1,200 years, I had it right the first time. So, some of these white nationalists and alt-rights want to stop the spread of Islam in America. Now, again, they're not doing it for religious reasons, for the proper reasons, which is, if you're going to have to set a plural society up like this, you're going to have to set up so it's segregated. But despite their reasons, are you telling me these people don't have the right to think this? And that that you don't have the right to think that living pluralistically amongst Muslims is not what I want to do? So you're telling me that I have to live amongst Muslims? Are you telling me then I have to live amongst Santerists? Amongst chicken sacrificers? Are you telling me that I have to live amongst whoever? How about amongst Satanists? You know, they get statues on public grounds in Minnesota now, right? Airbnb's decision here now is going to have ramifications, because others, now Hollyweird types and celebrities, are going to start demanding that other companies start identifying people that don't think right. Gee, I wonder what might qualify one as not thinking right. Well, I'll hazard a guess in saying that not jumping on the Reading Railroad's LGBTQ rainbow-colored line is going to put you in the group that doesn't think right. Now, what if someone goes and says, hey, I had a reservation here. Yeah, we had to cancel it. Our company has a policy. Yeah, we don't rent rooms to people that are nonconformist to our LGBTQ transitioning, et cetera, acceptance policy. Dude, I don't know. Speak English. What does that mean? Well, basically, since you think sodomy and homosexual male sexual relations are sinful, we disagree, and you can't have a room. So, because I just quoted you from the entirety of this book called the Bible, and from the entirety of the Christian law when it comes to the immorality and to the horrible, mortal sinfulness of homosexual acts, I can't rent a room. No, you're going to have to go to the chain down the street. Of course, keep moving chains. And every time you go, you'll find another one. Yeah, we don't rent to people like you. You people that are not out there posting things on Facebook, God bless you. You haven't left a digital trail. It'll take them longer to find you. Oh, but don't worry, they'll find you.